14.
Item 14.
Item 14 is a corrective action plan approval for the former Sanchez Alliance Service Station. Any questions on that? Item, should we go on?
Sure.
Item 15 is a written report as we provide for you on the military facilities. Are there any questions on that?
Nope.
Bruce, any questions?
No? Okay.
Item 16 is the enforcement report, and we had some discussion yesterday, and I said that I wanted to mention to you the situation with the Las Palmas Ranch. And, of course, we talked about that yesterday, and I mentioned to you that we had ongoing violation of their waste discharge requirements due to the intentional release of waste, treated wastewater to the Salinas River, which they felt compelled to do to avoid discharging in other areas where they weren't allowed to discharge or to lose their levies. And I also mentioned to you that Harvey Packard was going to be here today, which he is, and he's also done some checking up. Actually, I called Mr. Packard last night, and we had understood that one of the reasons that the, remember the extra irrigation area that was discussed yesterday? And we understood that one of the reasons, or maybe the primary reason, that that could not be used in lieu of discharging the river was because the developer did not have, or I should say, the discharger did not have Department of Health Services approval for that. And Mr. Taylor yesterday, actually, after the board meeting was adjourned, we were having a little discussion, said that, he said that Department of Health Services had granted approval. And when I talked to Mr. Packard last night, that was news to him at that time. And I don't know if that's something that you've learned more about, Mr. Packard?
Yes, I had Martin Fletcher call Department of Health Services this morning, and she says they have not approved use of that additional area. So I'm not sure what Mr. Taylor was, how he got that understanding. The order that they currently operate under does not allow that area to be used for irrigation. We would like to reissue that order to expand the irrigation area so they'll have more room to use their effluent. DHS did say that if they were to use an area not covered by our order, that they would defer to us for enforcement, so they wouldn't take enforcement of their own typically. So, I mean, we told Las Palmas that, no, we weren't going to give them permission to discharge to the river, but they needed to take steps to protect their treatment plant. And maybe it would make more sense to try to irrigate some of those additional areas rather than discharge to the river at this point. I'm not sure, it's our understanding that the infrastructure is in place in the expanded areas, but I don't know if that infrastructure includes sprinkler heads and the whole thing, or if just the underground piping's in.
I think Mr. Taylor could tell us, but I think one of the questions that I have is, if we don't allow this to happen, even if they leave their sprinklers on, eventually it's going to be so saturated, it's going to run off into the streets, which is going to go into the stormwater system, which is going to wind up in the Salinas River. So what makes the difference which way it's discharged? It's all going to end up there anyway.
Well, these would be new discharge areas that we're talking about, so that would relieve.
But they can't put it in place today, and that's the issue that they have, is they have no place to put it.
In fact, it sounds like today, even with these new areas, they're running the stuff during the rain, which is something patently disallowed, because you're ending up with your effluent becoming stormwater effluent.
Although, if there is enough acreage, Mr. Taylor was talking about how they're supposed to have, what was it, 50 acres? And that's the problem, is they have something like 20 acres available. If they had enough acreage, then they theoretically wouldn't have to irrigate during rainy periods, and they could operate the system the way it was supposed to in the first place.
Right. There are several problems with this facility, and it's going to take a lot of work to get to them. There's no single, well, the county is the named discharger in the order at this point. The county would like to be relieved of that responsibility. They've sold the treatment plant to a private operator. They're turning their use of the reclaimed water over to homeowners association. So if everything goes as planned, they won't even be named. But at this point, we do not have a homeowners association that can take over the use of the reclaimed water. There is no legal entity that can take responsibility for it right now. So that is the main drawback, and we don't understand why they can't come up with this legal entity to do it.
Well, I think the third issue is that there wasn't the available acreage for spray fields to start with, and somebody didn't do their job on when they approved the development permit to make sure that those 41 or 50 acres that were available for spray fields.
And the county recognized that. There's other problems. The water balance obviously is flawed. There's either not enough storage, not enough irrigation area, or a combination of both, because they have full ponds, you know, barely halfway through the winter, which is not the way it should be working. They're supposed to have 120 days storage available so they could go without irrigating for a full 3 months and not run out of pond capacity.
Mm-hmm. Who would we, if we wanted to enforce, if we had something to enforce, we had a violation and we wanted to enforce, who would we be enforcing against?
Right now, the problem is all we have is the county.
And
the
That's county, what I wanted to know. It would be the county, right?
Exactly.
And the problem with the county is what?
The problem with the county is there's no motivation there to force the homeowners association to get their act in gear. Right.
But isn't enforcement a tool for encouraging them to do that?
Enforcing against the county, I'm saying, may not have much motivation to force the homeowners association.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, I think it's just the other way around. The homeowners association's been trying to get the county to enforce it, and the county has not done anything. And
to get the extra acreage.
Pardon?
To get the extra acreage, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And that's what we'd like to do, and we'll do that as soon as we have an entity that we can assign the irrigation responsibility.
Well, I think the other point Mr. Taylor was trying to bring out yesterday, if any enforcement action is taken, whether it's against the county or Cal-Am, that the ultimate price will be paid by the homeowners, which they are the ones that's going to feel the brunt of of the fine, which should have been in place to start with, and they wouldn't have this issue that they have today.
I'm not so
I'm
convinced.
Not putting words in Mr. Taylor's
right.
mouth, but I think that was my interpretation of what he said yesterday.
I don't see how it would end up in the pocketbooks of the homeowner association, and I'm not convinced.
Because it's
not
a CSA, and they would pass that fine on to the CSA.
Well, if they can do that, then that's where it belongs, in my opinion.
No, it doesn't belong with the homeowners under the CSA, because it was a flaw of the county to start with of not checking the approval of the subdivision and the acreage when they approved the plan.
Well, then they should sue the county.
Well,
that's their option. We don't.
I can bring.
This isn't our jurisdiction.
Some data that shows the amount of water that has been used for irrigation, and in my opinion, it's clear that they have not irrigated as much as they should have been.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, something needs to be fixed here. This is clearly broken. Illegal things are happening. And if we have someone's name on the permit, that's the only one we can go after. So I think we should just go after that. And I mean, I think it's an issue that if it's the county's responsibility and they're not doing the responsibility, I don't see how they should be able to take that kind of fine issue and then just pass it on to whoever they want to. But in any case, it's not our problem to allocate that kind of stuff. So.
Right, and I agree, since the county is the permittee then, or the holders of the WDRs, then they're subject to enforcement action. But in addition, if Cal-Am is making illegal discharges to the creek, that's an unpermitted discharge under the Clean Water Act that subjects them to enforcement, whether they're the permit holder or not.
But I'm not so sure they're doing it. You know, they have their plant. They discharge their effluent to a holding pond, which is supposed to be used for irrigation. The discharge is being made from the irrigation pond.
Well, someone is illegally discharging to this cattle field. So,
The county is the holder of the permit, and that's who we would take enforcement against.
Then let's go.
Why don't we have Mr. Taylor speak? Yeah. Because he's forming so much that I'm going to jump out of my seat.
Okay.
And poor Mr. Jeffries is trying to anticipate his testimony.
Well, I think he has documentation.
Let me start with this concept that somehow this is the homeowner's fault and that the reason there's not a homeowner's entity is the homeowner's fault. And let me tell you why there isn't a homeowner's entity. As I mentioned to you yesterday, there are 12 homeowners associations. In addition, the proposed plan includes CalAm, an entity that we don't control, and two private parties, all of whose acreage is going to be involved in trying to come up with the 50 acres that we didn't get in the first place. Now, I have to go, or somebody has to go, to the homeowners associations. We have 2 years ago, when I met with about 17 bureaucrats, including Eric Gobler and Martin Fletcher, and I don't remember if there was a third person from your staff, at Public Works in Salinas, we were informed by the regional board that they would strongly prefer, to the extent that they wouldn't, but they would strongly prefer to issue a discharge permit to one entity as in lieu of discharging permits to 15. And that sounded reasonable to me. But I explained to them that in order to create a new entity, all the participants in that entity would need to agree to whatever that entity would be. There's an agreement sitting around. The language has been developed. What's missing is the map. And I cannot go to the Homeowners Association and ask them to ratify an agreement, and under our bylaws, what we're proposing to do requires a homeowner vote in each and every homeowners association before the board of directors can sign it. And I don't have a map. It would be like going out to the voters of California with the concept of a proposition and not the language of it. Can't be done. And the reason we don't have a map is because the developer in the county can't seem to get a final map. Now, with respect to who's discharging where, okay, I will tell you that it is not the homeowners who are discharging at this point in time. And I'm going to read you an email from Ron Lundquist, the interim acting director, whatever he is, of Public Works for the County of Monterey, to Martin Fletcher, and it is dated February 9th, which is Wednesday. And you'll recall that I told you yesterday that on Friday, everyone was ordered to turn the water off. Well, here's the email. Martin, this confirms our conversation today regarding the Las Palmas Ranch wastewater treatment plant and the irrigation disposal system. On Friday, February 4, 2005, the irrigation system discharge was terminated at about noon after a visit and direction from Scott Phillips of your staff. CalAm staff indicated that Scott observed irrigation water overflowing to the storm drain system and ultimately to the Salinas River at the Tara Drive River Road intersection and on River Road at the treatment plant site. CalAm's staff response was to immediately terminate all irrigation discharges. Scott's observations may have been complicated by a water supply leak that occurred at the Tara Drive River Road intersection by California Water Service facilities. And here's the paragraph I want you to pay attention to, and imagine you're a homeowner owning an irrigation system. Water levels in the effluent storage ponds have been rising since Friday at noon. Per our discussion, CalAm will initiate this evening a discharge of irrigation water totaling about 500 gallons per minute to the grass area above the storm water pond, the Tara emergency spray area, and the treatment plant site. The only thing that CalAm owns is the treatment plant site. I will tell you there is no grass area above the storm water pond. And I invite any of you to go out there right now and watch 500 gallons a minute coming out of a pipe into our storm detention pond directly behind my house at one end, about 100 yards ahead of the storm drain entrance, or whatever you call it, the culvert, and there's a 4-foot standing wave at the upper end of the pond, and there's Niagara Falls at the other end. And we didn't turn it on. It's not us. I've been trying for 2 years to get somebody to do something about something. And when I hear, well, let's just sue them. No, what I want, I don't want a lawsuit. If I sued the developer, what would I sue him for? To get 50 acres of disposal area. Why am I here today? To get 50 acres of disposal area. But that's a separate question, and I want you to keep in mind two separate things. If we get 50 acres of disposal area, we'll never see you again, because it will work. But that doesn't solve the fact that we got 15 million extra gallons of water in the treatment plant. You can approve the whole 50 acres today, and I did some research after yesterday, and it turns out, yeah, you're right, the sprinkler heads aren't in. In fact, the underground pipe all the way is just the main lines are in. I mean, it's ridiculous. But if we started sprinkling tomorrow, in 3 days we'd be running into the gutters right into the river. So my question is just exactly how do you want me to put the water in the river? And that's what I need. I mean, the water's not going away. It's there.
We did everything we could. Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Staff is already looking into this, and I would suggest that the board allow staff to complete their investigation and to come back to the board with a recommendation. We obviously have parties who aren't here, who didn't, you know, this isn't an agenda item. It's in the enforcement report.
Right.
So I think that any further discussion at this point would be inappropriate, and staff already is.
I want everyone to know that everyone at your board staff has known for 3 years that 750,000 gallons of treated effluent have been going into the storm drain every time the pond gets full. And this year, we aren't doing it. And if you want, I've got the specifics of the phone calls. On the 27th of this month, we were ordered by Martin Fletcher to overspray.
Mr. Briggs?
I think Ms. Oaken's advice is wise because, it's not a hearing.
Right.
And
what do we do this afternoon? What do we do tomorrow? Do you just want the water to keep running, or do you want me to have somebody go up and turn it off, and then Cal-Am will come back and turn it on?
Well, we're going to have our staff get back to us. They'll do what they think is appropriate in the
interim.
If
you take 3 weeks, the problem will be solved.
Mr. Taylor, we can't do anything with this item at this point.
I just want direction. There's a violation ongoing. If it's going to result in a fine, and I understand the logic here, but it's a CSA, and the county has already tried to stuff us with the expenses of that CSA, and they'll do it again.
I understand.
So if the fine is a function, as I understand most fines, of the length and the discharge and all the rest of that stuff, I want to shut it off right now. But I'll just tell you, the consequence of shutting it off means that 1,000 homes are going to have to be vacated, and a middle school and an adoption center. So my question is, you're in my position. Put yourself on this side of the podium. What do I do today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after?
Well,
I've got people trespassing on my on association property, not my property, and I want to emphasize that my board has not authorized me to be here. I'm just frustrated, as you can tell.
We can tell that.
Okay. My problem is I've got people trespassing on association property, turning on our valves, potentially subjecting us to fines. You're on this side of the podium. What do you do?
Well, I can't tell you what I would do, and
that's
I can't
give
you.
That's what the staff has told me for 3 years.
Okay.
I'm here for an answer. Are we violating the permit or not?
We're not going to give you an answer right now. Now, this has been going on for a couple of years, and you know our board wants to help get this resolved, and so we can't act this quickly. Had it been brought to us before, I mean the board, not the staff. The board could sit on this a little more closely.
Yeah.
So we're not going to give you advice at all.
Fine.
We did say that you're violating, the county is violating the waste discharge requirements. I said that yesterday, and I said that today.
Yeah. Okay, let me come at it a different way then.
Well, Mr. Taylor.
We're not going to solve this one, but can we get on your agenda at some time for some kind of approval of the 50 acres? Because if we don't have the 50 acres in place by April, you'll see us again next year. Because that's when we get rid of the water. We don't get rid of the water in the winter. We get rid of it in the summer.
And I, as Mr. Packard said, our intent was to have an amendment to the waste discharge requirements as soon as all the ducks were in a row, one of which was the Department of Health Services approval.
The major one being someone to be responsible for.
Right, that as well. So there's that angle. There's the question about whether and what enforcement action is appropriate. As I said, as of last week when we were notified of the need to discharge, we started investigating enforcement action. So that's where our attorney's advice comes in terms of saying this is not a hearing to resolve that.
Okay.
At this time.
Are you going to come back to us at the next board meeting with the status report, or what?
Well, we could certainly provide the status as far as, you know, whether we'd have a hearing or not. That would depend on the nature of the enforcement action.
Okay. Will we know then if there is going to be an enforcement action?
Yeah, we could inform the board of that, I do believe.
Okay. All right. Any other board thoughts on this?
I just had a question for Roger. So if they turn the water off, then what happens?
Turn the water off where? There sounds well, like okay. It's a leaking.
If this guy, maybe Harvey can tell.
If they turn the water off, the pond backs up into the treatment plant and destroys the treatment process. So.
And who owns the pond?
Who? Does Callahan own the pond?
Okay.
Which pond? They own both ponds.
Okay.
So.
And so who's turning the water on, Callahan?
I do not know who's turning the valves.
Okay.
Best of my knowledge, it's Callahan.
I'm asking Harvey, thank you. I'm asking Harvey, thank you. And so whoever's turning the water on, the water's going into some area.
It's that, running, yes.
That these folks are responsible for.
It's running into a stormwater detention, retention pond and overflowing into the river.
Slinch okay.
On the Slinch River.
Okay. I just wanted to get straight on who owned what part of this deal. Thanks.
And as I said earlier, I think what Mr. Taylor indicated yesterday, if they leave the sprinklers on, eventually you're going to have runoff in the into the streets and the storm drain is going to wind up the Slinch River. And if you don't let the discharge happen one way or the other, then you're going to have a multitude of folks out there that won't be able to flush their toilet or it'll be backing up into their homes. So I understand we can't take any action, we can't give any direction, we can't give any advice at this point in time because it's only basically started under public input portion. But I think what Mr. Taylor is looking for is some resolution in the future. And whatever happens now is going to happen now. And if it's an enforcement action and fines, then so be it. I mean, it's already done. Mm-hmm. But what is the resolution hereafter?
Well, I think that staff needs to come back to us at the next board meeting and tell us what staff recommends doing or what staff is going to do on its own to get this resolved, or if staff needs the board's involvement in this. Let's put this on the front burner and get it moving forward.
Sounds like the other thing that needs to happen too, if there's been changes of ownership and responsibility and the permit has not been changed, then first of all that needs to get fixed so that the right names are on the permit, and second of all, someone clearly hasn't informed us of all these changes, and that's probably actionable as well.
So it sounds like the changes haven't actually materialized.
Well, if the plant's been sold and someone else is running the plant.
As far as the plant being sold.
Yeah.
Okay, just so that I'm straight, do we have then a discharge of this water from an unpermitted entity? I mean, the county is the only one.
It's a discharge to Waters of the United States without an NPDES permit, yes.
Okay, so is that actionable?
Sure.
Surely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you're going to have to tell us. I'd like to know what you want to do about it.
And we'll do that.
Okay.
Sooner the better.
Right. Okay. Any other comments?
Not on this one.
Not on this one. Mr. Taylor, thank you for taking time out.
I think
we understand.
I won't be able to sleep tonight either. I don't know what to do.
I think we're just as frustrated as you are because we can't take any action because we don't have all the information.
I was just hoping that someone would say, you know, turn the valve off, keep the valve on, whatever. So, I mean, I just.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, and we'll work to get this resolved as expeditiously as we can. All right.